Good morning. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. How you doing, Keith?
Good.
Chris is off today.
We're the dynamic duo today.
So absolutely.
Our leader is not here.
He's not here, but he's going to take this week and next week off. This will be our last show
two
of 2018.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Chris is off 2 weeks.
2 weeks. We approved it. It's well deserved. He's worked hard this year.
He does. He always works hard.
He does. He shows up early.
Booking page.
And leaves late to make up for it. So anyway. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
We are knocking on the door of if you don't have your shopping done, don't go to Green Ridge today. That's all I'm gonna say.
We're over here. So I'm gonna go to Green Ridge this morning.
I'm tiptoeing outdoor. I'm going to turn right on Woodruff and get on 85 as quick as I can, and I will not look in the rearview
mirror. Can you believe we are 18 years from Y2K?
Holy moly, that's amazing. You know, I remember where I was when, you know, we rung in the new year. I was actually in Reno, Nevada.
Is that right?
I was living in Reno, working for Wells Fargo, it was panic in the street.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. It was
Michelin had hired a bunch of people. They had a facility over off of at the Coger Center they had staffed up. At that time, Mary was working for One Price in the IT department.
Really?
Everybody had staffed up to try to stop the Y2K crash, and nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
A couple of minor incidents, but.
Well, it was.
And this is our end of our 15th year on the show.
Yes, start 16th year in January. Can you believe
crazy.
That? That seems like a crazy. Exactly. You know, I'm 16 years older than when we started.
We might be the longest running radio host in the city.
We might be. You're right.
Because they come and they go, right?
They do. A lot of people do come and go. That's correct.
You know, we lost Russ. When? A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Russ was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
It was, it's amazing. You know, every year that goes by, you know, the real estate market changes. You know, we haven't talked too much about our predictions, but we'll do that today. But it's our industry has changed so much in the 15 years that we've been doing this show. It's really pretty amazing.
And we've been through several major trends, of course. The run-up,
yep.
The meltdown,
yeah.
and then the recovery.
Yeah. And it's, you know, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit. Where we are today is over and beyond where we were before at the run-up.
07.
And a lot healthier
yes.
market,
yep.
You know, for sure. So.
And Chris always refers to it as... the quality of the paper.
It
you
is.
Know, when he talks about the quality of the loans that are written
yep.
in the last 5 years versus the 5 years before that.
Absolutely. Yeah, big difference. It really is. You know, back I'll never forget in 05, 06, and 07, you know, some of the loans that, you know, the mortgage, the giants were buying, you know, you kind of looked at it like, you know, I'm glad it's your money and not mine.
That's right. I talked to a client this weekend, and I was telling her, she said Chase had asked for a certain number of documents, and I said, well, that's not all they're going to ask for, okay, because you're going to get another list
yep.
of documents. And it kind of, I won't say it infuriates people, but really
it frustrates people. It's the one thing that we fight. You know, because typically when I'm meeting with a client, there's a list of about 8 or 9 things that we have
right.
to get. You know, that's just standard. Well, once we get those things, then it creates questions.
That's right.
And that's when there's 4 other things that we have to get to follow up on the things. You know, tax returns, you know, pay stubs, W-2s.
LLC.
An LLC. Yeah, you know, where's the money coming
right.
from, all that kind of stuff. And that's really, more so than anything else, that's probably the biggest frustration that I see from clients. Is where is the money coming from?
And the goodwill that you have with your client dissipates over. So my objective always is to make sure there's never a surprise.
Okay? Right.
Because surprises are what calls, which makes that goodwill go away.
Well, wait a minute. Christmas is nothing but surprises.
Well, that's a different kind of surprise.
Yeah, a good surprise. That's right. Well, listen, you're listening to House Plans. We are going to take some phone calls. We need some phone calls and text questions today. 866-442-7553 is a toll-free number. 71307 is the text line. We're going to talk a little bit. We'll kind of run through the numbers one more time, make our predictions for 2019. Had some interest rate movement, both on the prime rate side and the mortgage side this week. So we'll update everyone on, you know, what's going on with interest rates. But if you've got a question or comment, you're listening to House Plans, give us a ring. We'll be back right after this. That's right. You're listening to House Plans. This is J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. We are talking real estate this morning. First of all, we appreciate all of our listeners' phone calls and texters from 2018. We are wrapping up another banner year in real estate here in the upstate, and it's been a pleasure and happy to be a part of it this year.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about next year's real estate?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got a text question we'll hit first, Keith. Just says, hey, good morning. I'm currently in the market for a home. What kind of interest rate can I expect to get on a 20 to 30 year fixed rate loan? The last time I checked, my credit rating was 825. So excellent credit.
And a great question.
It is a great question.
Because the Fed moved.
That's right. You know, and there's been a lot of questions, and typically, you know, you see a lot on Fox and all the news channels, you know, hey, you know, the government raised interest rates today. The Fed raised interest rates today. And the prime rate actually went up to 5.5 this week. And, you know, a lot of people think that has a direct effect on mortgage rates. Everybody thinks mortgage rates went up when the prime rate went up. And actually, it was just the opposite this week. Prime was raised to 5.5, but mortgage rates actually went down. So
now, the rationale behind that is not directly related, though, right?
That's correct.
Because the reason mortgage rates went down is that the flight from equities into bonds.
Yes, that's correct. And so, you know, we saw, you know, mortgage rates, you know, drop pretty, not significantly, but, you know,
when you combine it with the previous drop 3 weeks, two or three weeks ago.
Yeah, we're starting to get back into the, you know, for 20 and 30 year fixed rate money, you should expect something in the mid fours.
With an 800 score,
absolutely.
Mid fours.
And, you know, when I say that, you know, there's always caveats. You know, what loan to value are you going to, you know,
right.
You know, and that kind of thing. But generally speaking, I would tell you, you know, the 30 year rate is going to be somewhere in the mid to upper fours, and the 20 year is going to be, you know, solidly in the mid fours. And, you know, it depends on if you're going to pay any points or not. I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, factors that go into it, but. With an excellent credit rating and you know, fixed rate money, if you're paying anything north of, you know, on a 30-year, 4.75, 4.625, you know, something like that, then you definitely need to get a second opinion from
Canada. And, you know, last week we talked a little bit about this, where I recommend that young families that are buying their first home think about how much they can buy, because many times a young family moves up,
yep,
6 or 8 years from now after they outgrow their first home.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect both pricing and interest rates to be dramatically different 6 years from now, right?
I don't disagree with you, Keith. It's you know, the long-term prognosis seems to be that interest rates will continue to rise.
Barring catastrophic events.
Right. And, you know, we've gone from that mid threes to four to now four, mid fours to five, and then now it's kind of, you know, trickled back into the mid fours again. And those are great interest rates.
Sure they are.
You know, fixed rate money for 30 years in the fours. I mean, that's really good, you know. And we've talked about this a lot on the show. You know, there are a lot of millennials and you know, people who are really under, you know, low 30s that have never seen interest rates, you know,
no,
above 5%.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
And over the long, if you look in the last 100 years, you're probably going to see the average rate at about 8 or 8.5.
Right. Yeah, that's correct. So it'll be very interesting as we head into the new year and you know, see how things are going. And, you know, if Chris was here, he would tell you that, you know, he gets nervous when we slow down.
Well, Chris is kind of bullish on a recession. He
yeah,
thinks
he
it's around the corner.
Yep, he does.
And a lot of people are saying that.
Yep. But, you know, I'll tell you this from a personal perspective. You know, I am staying, you know, pretty darn steady, you know, for this time of year. I mean, I bet I talk to, you know, three people that put houses under contract this week.
Right. Wow.
And probably have, you know, two or three more that are actively looking out there right now. We have a lot of closings going on between now and New Year's, purchase closings, you know. So, you know, there's still a lot going on out there, and it's a lot. It's a mixed bag, as we've talked about. It's local moves, it's people, you know, it's corporate relocation. It's a lot of different things. So,
well, let's talk a little bit about what we think next year's going to be.
All right. Well, let's
you
talk.
Want me?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming in
you
just as a
first.
Refresher. Well, just as a refresher. This year, we are up 6.4% in number of transactions year over year. This is through November, okay, in the the Greenville MLS. Last month, we had 1,047, which was up 5.8% year over year. And, of course, the median home price up from 189 up to 205,000, an 8.5% increase. So, you know, days on market is pretty steady. You know, there's still a not really equilibrium in regards to buyers and sellers, you know, as far as the months of inventory. We're right around that four mark right now. But, you know, I think every month we're selling over 1,000 homes pretty consistently.
Yep. And this is the time of the year when that number does go down, particularly December and January.
Right.
So we will see how strong the market holds through those particularly slow months.
And if you know, they checked the tape and went back and were listening to house plans a year ago, you know, we were both saying expect maybe a 1% or 2% increase. I think both of us were, you know, a little bit more than we did the
more
year
conservative.
Before. But we were definitely not in that 6.5%
absolutely.
Range.
You know, it's a surprise.
That is a surprise. And, you know, year over year, and you probably know better than I do, I think it was maybe 2011 we had a record year, maybe 12 we had a record year, and then we've had a record year 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. That seems like a lot of years.
Well,
maybe it started
in 13. Kind of, you know, here's what happened. So the run-up went through November of 2007.
Yep.
The meltdown occurred until June of 2011.
11, yep,
okay?
That's right.
Then the market turned. Now, that doesn't mean it went to records. It was just a gradual increase
yep.
for Q3 and 4 of 2011.
Yep.
12, we picked up some momentum. And I believe our first record year that was above 2007 was 2014.
14, that's what it was.
So
yeah.
14, 15, 16, no, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Four record years above the 2007 record.
Yeah.
And in that year, the record was 10,388 transactions.
Okay.
And so 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So we've had a full six-year recovery now. And I think that I'm going to stick with what I did last year, which is that I think we'll have a 1.9% increase
next year
over year. So,
okay.
So the rate of increase will slow, but we still will. And I think that will show up in the summer months.
Yeah.
So I think the winter and spring months will probably be similar to last year, but during the summer I think we'll have a it'll get ramped up again.
Well, you know, you talk about that record of 10,300, you know, was the old record or whatever.
Back in 07
and if we just have 1,000 transactions in December, we may or may not have that many. You know, that's a 24% increase.
Well, think about it. We're already at 12,672, so we're going to be probably 13,500,
yeah,
or maybe a little more, and that's substantially higher than in 2007.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I sort of agree with you. The you know around that 1.5-2% increase, but I pause a little bit. You know, a lot depends on interest rates.
Interest rates. You're right.
You know, but I will tell you, it is. This market has been pretty amazing to me, and it still surprises me. Met with a millennial this week, and she's buying a house, you know, over in Taylor. She, you know, just kind of, she's in her mid-20s, and there's a lot of those guys out there, you know.
There's a lot of those women. Do you know that the single women are a larger number than single men in terms of millennial purchases?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also smarter than the men.
No, they are. You're exactly right. Oh, this is a sharp gal. She's works for a doctor here in town, and just really, really nice young lady. And You know, I'll tell you, I enjoy meeting with first-time homebuyers. It reinvigorates you a little bit. I've got clients now that I've helped buy three or four houses. You know, and so you get going through the...
It's a routine transaction.
It is. For both, you know...
For millennial, it's exciting.
It is.
For
it
first-time home buyer.
It kind of makes me a little more excited, you know, about the deal. So it was really fun to meet with her and just, you know, you could feel the excitement. And we talked about, you know, a bunch of different things. It was nice to be able to share a breath of knowledge and have someone actually appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah. And be excited. You know, the millennials have a lot of different opinions about housing.
Right. Right.
I mean, they're the group that really began to think about tiny houses.
Right.
And there have been more of them living at home longer.
Mm-hmm.
So they are a little bit later or older getting into the market than, say, your generation or my generation.
Right. Yeah, so. I bought my first house. I thought I was late to the party. I bought my first house when I was 28.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of my friends had already married and bought. Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, boy, I'd like to go back. I felt like I was old at 28. I thought
and
I knew everything.
And you bought it as
too.
A single person?
Single
you
person.
You know, a man is worthless until he gets married, do you know?
You know, my wife would say nothing has changed.
I don't know if I can say that or not.
I think it's okay, you know, if you're ragging on yourself.
I'm a man, and I can tell you they're worthless until they get married.
Yeah, Jennifer would say I'm still worthless, but that's, you know, a whole other conversation, right? So, well, let me ask you this. Are you ready for Christmas? Have you got all your Christmas stuff?
98% of it.
Okay, good, good. I am 100%. I still got to wrap one or two little things, but I am done. It feels good to be done.
It was easy this year for me. We did most of ours online.
I know this. I have paid for everything I bought. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Everything in the house you paid for.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. You know, it's something that, you know, every year, we go through this every year. You know, we end up buying too much, and you look down, and there's a few presents under the tree. Next thing you know, there's a stack. Next thing you know, it's flowing out.
Right.
You know, so, but I really enjoy, I enjoy giving presents.
Yes.
Found some really good things for my dad this year instead of just a standard sweater, you know, and all that kind
right.
of stuff. Found a book I really think he's going to enjoy. Just stumbled across it. You know, it's fun when you stumble across something a month ago and you're like, that'd be a great Christmas present.
And, you know, in our market, I think our market is very generous in a lot of different ways. There's so
Absolutely.
Many, there's so much outreach to the underserved community. And, mm-hmm. you know, the one that always comes to my mind is Miracle Hill. They do such a fantastic job
yep.
in our market reaching out to those that are less fortunate. And then, I mean, there are too many to count.
There
of course,
are.
You always think
Salvation
of the Salvation
Army and
Army.
Ringing the bell, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, saw a guy ringing a bell. I had to go to Walmart yesterday, guy ringing a bell, you know, out there. It's got to put you in a good mood.
It does.
You know what I mean? It's got to. So, anyway, well, listen, if you've got a question or comment, the phone lines are open at 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. The text line is open as well at 71307. Got a really good text earlier asking about interest rates and buying a home. And I'm telling you, Keith, I don't know about – I'm not ready to go on record just yet. I'm gonna think about this through the bottom of the hour break
okay.
about how strong I think the market's going to be. I never would have guessed that we would be 6.5% over where we were in 2017. Nope.
And by the way, that bucks the national trend. So around the country, the other three sections of the country versus the Southeast, year over year, are down.
Yep.
So now they bounced back last month. There was an increase last month.
Yep.
But around the country, things have cooled off a little bit.
And that's
bit.
What gives me pause and maybe thinks you're, you know, 2% or whatever is probably, you know, right on the money, you know. But I may be a little more bullish on that. Huh?
Well, and you know what? I'm the biggest. Next year, we'll get a Christmas gift of the Gateway Project getting close to wrapped
Thank
up.
Goodness.
That will be a big deal for our market.
Yes, that'll be a big deal for
everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is.
So, everybody, even if you live on the north side, you got to go to Costco, right? And you got to fight that Woodruff Road traffic.
Woodruff Road is a disaster of epic proportions. So anyway, well, I will not be messing with Woodruff Road today. I can promise you that. So listen, we're heading to our bottom of the hour break. Phone lines are open, 866-442-7553. And the text line is open as well at 71307. You're listening to House Plans. We'll be back right after this. That's right. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark here with the Buyer's Broker. We are taking your texts and phone calls. If you have a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, or just want to call us and tell us what kind of Christmas presents you got cooking here, what do you have to still do today? I'd love to hear what people – I love to see people who
it's
are scrambling.
It's a casual Saturday morning before Christmas.
So yeah, it won't be
– share what you want to.
Absolutely. 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. And the text line is open as well at 71307. So, Keith, I will tell you this, some news that came out here in the last week or so. The conforming loan limit has gone up.
Went up again. Yep.
484. Yeah, 484,350. So what that means for consumers is that now, you know, a couple years ago it was 417 and they raised it, and now it's up to 484. And that means that you can borrow up to $484,350, and you can get conforming loan interest rates as opposed to being classified as a jumbo loan, which now
historically is a little higher.
It is, and it means it requires a little bit more down payment and those sort of things. So now you can buy about $510,000 and only have to put 5% down.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a really good deal.
That opens up the market for the group that I was talking about in terms of buying all you want to buy.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to counsel someone to buy all they can buy, but when interest rates are as low as they are, it just may make sense to think through that, because the chances are the historically low interest rates that we have will not be here indefinitely.
That's correct. And also, people always need to – I tell people this all the time – chances are your income is going to rise over the next 5 to 10 years. You know, most of the time that's typically correct. So, you know, what you buy today on a fixed rate, you know, this is probably as hard as it's going to be for you, or, you know, as far as, you know, a debt to income ratio situation. Anyway.
Now, the equation's going to change a little bit in 2019, because the standard deduction is going to $12,000 per person.
Yep.
So many times when you buy a house, the interest becomes deductible because your itemized deductions, including your
taxes and
charitable contributions, yep, real estate taxes, and interest are all deductible.
Right.
But with the increase in standard deduction to $12,000 per person, that's $24,000 jointly, then chances of the median price home elevating your itemized deduction to that threshold, mm-hmm, is probably not going to be the case going forward.
Right. Well, one of the things, too, that I learned this week, you know, you think you know everything in real estate, and I learned something this week that I didn't know in regards to mortgage lending. And that when they raised the conforming loan limit, which they raised, as I mentioned, at the 484,350, FHA also raises their limit
up,
and it's 65% of whatever the conforming loan limit. I did not know that that was the percentage, how they figured that out. So the FHA loan limit now is 314, and so now you can do an FHA loan with 3.5% down to $314,000, and that can be significant as well, especially for that person with less than perfect credit, with not as much down payment. They can buy more house now, especially those people that have a higher income that can afford, you know.
Do you see the 80-20 coming back here over the next year?
You know,
or the 80-10-10 probably?
We had a I had a conversation with the Wyatt Group education, realtor education. They called me. I guess it was Tuesday. We had a quick conversation about
Charlie Wyatt.
Yep, and what they were seeing, and, you know, when they're teaching their classes, just, you know, want to make sure they're kind of on the cutting edge. And one of the questions that they had for me was about the subprime and what I refer to as, you know, alt A type lending, where it's not you know, kind of one off, doesn't fit the box, you know, and that sort of thing. And We had a lender that came by that we do not do business with currently that came by to talk a little bit about some Alt-A products that they offer. Higher interest rate, you know, type stuff. It's more about the seasoning time out of a bankruptcy or foreclosure. They also have some asset based for, you know, asset liquidation for income, you know, basing it off income. You know, your guy that's got $2 million in the bank, but he doesn't right. show any income, you know, using some of that
compensating balance type.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And so, you know, we're seeing a little bit of that kind of come back into the mix. But, you know, it was interesting. One of the things that we are looking to spend some money at County Bank Mortgage next year in training some of our LOs and doing some, you know, just sort of sharpening the pencil a little bit and, you know, helping them be able to produce more and some of those kind of things. And, you know, some of the guys that we talked about with this training group, it was very interesting to hear them talking about the market and talking about the different things that are going on out there in the market and some of the loan products and different things that, you know, that they see. And
well, I think the one thing that you know, when I don't do a lot of entry level at this point right. in my career, but that conversation about lifetime PMI on an FHA loan, that's something I think that the Fed or HUD should really take a look at. It just gives me a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, you know, 10 or 11 years.
You got to refinance. You got to refinance out of it to get rid of it.
Yeah,
right?
And there'll be, you know, in my opinion, you know, that's probably, you know, the one thing I would say for listeners out there that are currently in an FHA loan. Now's the time to act.
Particularly the pullback. Pullback.
Yes.
You know, and the increase in pricing.
If you bought a house in between 2 years ago and 5 years ago, and you did an FHA loan, you need to call County Bank Monday, or not Monday, we'll be closed Monday and Tuesday, call Wednesday the day after Christmas, and we need to have a conversation about possibly refinancing. Number one, to get you out of that permanent PMI. And maybe getting out of PMI altogether. You know, with the increase in values like we've talked about, especially here in the upstate,
right.
there's a good chance you may be down to 80% or you may be at least below 90%. And getting you out of that loan, even if you're at 3.5% or 4% or your interest rate is better, with that PMI that you're paying each month, you know, your equivalency rate is over 5. Refinancing now is the time to do it, for sure. You know, before interest rates continue to go up, because if you get into a situation where you cannot refinance down the road, or it doesn't make as much sense down the road, that PMI is not going anywhere,
right.
And you don't want to be stuck, you know, with that, you know, stuck to your leg and not being able to get rid of it, you know. So, anyway, well, listen, if you got a question or comment, 866-442-7553 is the toll free number, 71307 is the text line, and all right, Keith, so. 6.5% last year. I'm gonna go a little more bullish. I'm gonna say 3% increase.
All right.
I don't feel very comfortable with that number, but I think they're gonna do a little better than maybe Keith Clark thinks we're gonna do.
That wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't be shocked.
You know, but I think it'll be definitely a pullback a little bit from where we have been, you know, over the last. I can't remember what percentage we went up. I want to say it was maybe 8% or something the previous year. You know, year over year.
It had number of transactions is up. Last year, I think about 8%.
I want to say 8. Yeah, yeah, I want to say 8. My memory may be not serving me well.
And, of course, the median price is up about 20% in the last 3 years.
That's crazy, is it not?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we are well over 200. I mean, we are solidly over 200,000 now. And, you know, the Charleston market, we're starting to kind of catch up to the Charleston market.
You know, last week, Chris made a comment. Our MLS is just Greenville, so we have
right.
a Spartanburg MLS and an Anderson MLS. But Charleston is 3 or 5 counties. How many counties?
Yeah, I want to say, yeah, this is quite, I mean,
Dorchester,
Berkeley, Charleston. Charleston. Yeah, I mean.
And so they're larger than us in general, but if you
yeah.
combined our 3 MLSs, we would be larger than Charleston.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, well, listen, we're going to head into our final break. Phone lines are open. There's got to be somebody out there listening.
Yeah, send us a text. Let us know your
Absolutely. 866-442-7553 is the toll-free number. 71307 is the text line. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Heading to our final break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Last 12 minutes of the show for 2018. Another quality year in the books. Keith Clark.
We're excited.
You sound excited.
I am. More, but this time last year,
you're
I
generally think... excited. It was good to see Keith. I saw Keith last night at a Christmas party. I was surprised to see you. Didn't think you'd be.
I've been limping around a little bit.
You have. You've been, yeah, but you're getting around a little better now. Yeah. So, you know, the healing process is just slower when you get old.
It is.
So, well, listen, we've got a couple callers. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Robert from Spartanburg. Robert, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm well. I hope Keith is feeling better after his operation.
Thank you.
Well,
you
know,
you,
he's getting around.
On the mend.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And Merry Christmas.
That's what I call for. Wish you, all of you, and Chris as well, Merry Christmas. Just, you know, keeping, you know, I'm a patient listener always, and if I have a chance to call, I will.
Well, give us your, Robert, I don't mean to interrupt, but maybe we should get your prediction for the Spartanburg market this year. How about that?
Well.
What do you think?
Prediction. Yeah, it's continued to grow. I mean, there's a lot of new construction in here. Some of the houses will compete. When I say established homes will compete with the new construction. And I'm sure you realize that the builders now are giving an extra incentive to all of us in order to sustain marketability for the house to be sold quicker on the new construction.
Therefore, and Robert, West Spartanburg, where – out in that 101, 290 area, they're building a lot of new homes in that area. And there have been several big announcements, job announcements in Spartanburg over the last year for particularly those BMW suppliers. And I think BMW, I think they're producing about 1,100 cars a day now, aren't they?
That's correct. Yeah. It's amazing. If you calculate that 1,100 cars a day times... 365 days.
Yeah,
a chunk of vehicles.
They don't,
yeah,
they don't
do that
any
math.
Days off, do they? Over there. So.
But nonetheless, yeah, all the extra suppliers are bringing more new jobs in the area. There are people migrating from North Carolina to this area as well. But not only the belt that you mentioned, as far as 290, Bowling Springs is just booming. I mean, there's about 750 homes being built on one section of Bowling Springs.
Wow. Yeah, I worked up there this last year. I had a client that ended up a little bit closer to Greenville, but they looked at what's the golf course up there at
Woodfin Ridge.
Yep, they were looking in that area, and of course they could buy a little more house for their money than they could here. And Bowling Springs has been wide open for 10 years, though. Yeah.
Oh yes, and it looks like it's not going to stop. I wish that we have a better or higher or bigger infrastructure to support, you know, roads and everything that needs to be going with it. But nonetheless, I think the 2019 is going to be maybe a little slower, but still a strong year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you need to organize those residents up there. I'm thinking about organizing Pelham Road, Robert. We're going to PelhamRoadResidents.com. And try to decrease the density of what my developer friends, they've never met a project they didn't like, you know?
Yeah.
They never met a density that they thought was too high.
Right. That's true. Keep pushing the envelope.
Right.
Yep, I should get some calls next week about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Robert, we appreciate it. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
see you in
Robert.
2019.
Most definitely. All the best to you guys, and God bless. Take care.
Thanks, Robert. All right, well, listen, we got another caller on the line, Keith. We've got, looks like Mike in Spartanburg, I believe. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And now I'm going to sound like Scrooge.
Well, please, listen.
I'm holding a second mortgage on an ex-relative's house, and it's been 11 years, and they haven't made any effort to pay it. It's pretty high. It's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
what are my options for collecting that back?
Oh, that's a great question. Is this just private held second mortgage?
Yeah.
Well, the first. Yeah.
It's registered. I mean, you know.
Have you spoken to the client?
Oh, yeah.
And they just refuse to pay, or
right,
or can't pay. What, either one, I guess. Either way, you're not getting any money.
Probably both. Yeah.
What type of loan to value situation are you in?
Well, what happened was we helped them buy a house, and then I took a second mortgage for what they couldn't afford to, pay in the monthly payment, and. They probably owe $70,000. The house is probably worth, haven't seen the inside lately, but it's probably worth $140,000. They probably owe the bank $70,000, and they owe me $30,000.
Well, there's
You're
always
in a good place.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, you can. The first thing you would have to do is you would have to send them a what they call a right to cure, and. I'm rusty on exactly.
Yeah, we're not lawyers, but we know the general process.
The general process, and Keith's right. The first thing I would do is contact an attorney, have them send a right to cure. You can send it certified. They'll sign for it, and the first thing that will do is That will start the clock, and that should get their attention. And what a right to cure will allow you to do once the time period passes that is required by state law. Is at that time you can start foreclosure process, and the only thing that you have to be prepared to do is you'd have to pay off the first mortgage in order to satisfy your second. You can get them out, get them out of the house, and then you could turn around and sell it.
Yeah, and you're in a better position than you think you are, believe it or not. And you can initiate that process. And the first thing you want to do is have them send JD an email. You want to email JD and copy them and say you can refinance out of this.
Yep.
Combine them.
Well, that was my suggestion 6 or 8 months ago. That's when they quit talking to me.
Yeah.
I said, job-wise, they're always transitioning, but – job-wise, I don't know what the interest rate would be, but it looked pretty simple to refinance, and I might even be able to take money out.
That's right.
Right. Well, and that's true. The only problem they're going to have now, and they should have done it, like you said before, I wonder if they're even paying the first mortgage. Hopefully they are. But if they're not, they'll have, if they're over 120 days behind on either mortgage, that's deemed to be a foreclosure, and it's going to be very challenging for them to be able to refinance at this point. It's based on the information that you're telling me, but once you send the right to cure again, I'm not a real estate attorney. It should get their attention. I know you don't want the house, but you do want the money, and it's one of those.
Well, you have to decide whether you would if you could foreclose and have the house at 70% LTV. Okay. So you end up own it for 104. It's worth 140, and there's a total mortgage balance of 100. Or you're willing to lose your 30, right?
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing I would tell you too is, if they are willing to sign the deed over, a deed in lieu of foreclosure. If they'll just sign the deed over to you, then you can pay off the first mortgage. Just put the house in your name, and then move on down the road. And that would save you some money.
For some reason, there's something going on I don't know about, and say a bank is thinking about foreclosing on it or something.
Well, you could check the last pendings.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Yeah, and if you need a referral for a real estate attorney, I'll be glad to help you with that. Just shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. But that is definitely the what you need to do in that regard, Mike. So.
Yeah, well, it's been 11 years. So.
Well, thanks for ruining our Christmas spirit.
Yeah, actually, we'll say wait till January the 11th.
Yeah, let them enjoy Christmas.
Humbug.
Yeah, let them enjoy Christmas and then slap them in the face with the right to cure.
Yeah,
so.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Anyway, well, listen, we appreciate it. I hope you have a Merry Christmas either way.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Thanks, Mike. All right, well, listen, we've got a couple texts. We got about 3 minutes left, Keith. I'm going to hit some of these text questions. I applied for a conventional loan with JD, was pre-approved, but the reports all showed too many inquiries in the last year. Is this because of Credit Karma? And then it goes on to say, in mid-17, a VA lender pre-approved me, but the only other loan I applied for is a car loan. How can I find out who is checking my credit? Well, I think what they're referring to there is, you know, the credit bureau provides canned responses. There's usually three different things that tell you why you don't have a perfect credit score. And one of the items that I think they're referring to, standard response, is that you have too many inquiries on your credit. Now, too many inquiries could be that one person pulled your credit and it has that, you have those inquiries on there. Now, you may have more than that, but there shouldn't be any inquiries that show up besides us who pulled your credit and maybe the car loan that she's referring to or he's referring to on there. But even having those two would probably be deemed as too many inquiries and probably have that canned normal response that we're referring to. That's probably why that is showing on there. The only other way to check that is to contact the bureau. There's places you can get a free copy of your credit and you can see how many inquiries that there are on there. We could actually pull your credit if you wanted to, but again, that's going to create another inquiry. And you just want to see maybe who is pulling, you know, the credit. I don't think the Credit Karma shows up as an inquiry, to be honest.
And JD, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I monitor my credit with LifeLock.
Right, right.
And so anytime there's an inquiry, I'm notified. And it's not that expensive. And maybe you want to think about doing that for a couple of 3 months.
Yep.
And see what you're, because you'll be able to pull your own report. And I don't think it counts as a hit when you're doing that,
I don't think
right?
it does either. No, I don't think it does either, Keith. So, anyway, Merry Christmas, JD, from my client, Dean. Appreciate that, Dean. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas as well. And that's a wrap, Keith, for 2018.
Merry Christmas to all our faithful listeners. We have a lot of friends that and customers and clients that have listened to us over the year. And
absolutely.
We wish them a Merry Christmas
absolutely.
And a Happy New Year.
Well, very well said. Well, Merry Christmas to all the Clarks. I know you guys are doing a little traveling, but I hope you guys all have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your last Christmas at home with Bennett.
That's right. That's true. Yeah.
All right. Keep that in the back of your mind. So, anyway, Merry Christmas to all. You've been listening to the House Plans. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on the House Plans show. Chris will be back. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage. We appreciate all our listeners, texters, phone calls. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Have a great Christmas.